We delay our regularly scheduled programs to bring you late news from the NBC newsroom in New York.
The White House has just announced there have been about 3,000 casualties in the Japanese attack on the Hawaiian Islands. This includes about 1,500 fatalities. The White House confirmed the loss in Pearl Harbor of one old battleship and a destroyer which was blown up. This news came to you from the NBC newsroom in New York.
Ivory Snow, the pure soap and quick dissolving snowdrop form, presents the story of Mary Marlin. The story of Mary Marlin, written by Jane Cruzenberry, brought to you each weekday at this same time by Procter & Gamble, makers of Ivory Snow. Winter's here, but houses, offices, and trains are warm. We wear heavy clothes, protect our feet against rain and slush with overshoes and rubbers. And everybody knows it's as natural and normal for folks to perspire in freezing weather as in summer. And if you're interested in a way to make your stockings go further, guard against perspiration. So often the feet stocking wear winter and summer alike. A perspiration, you know, is more than a matter of stink. It's acid, and it destroys delicate stocking threads, which paves the way for costly runs. So remove dangerous perspiration. Help guard stockings against runs with Ivory Snow's simple, easy 2-minute daily kick. Don't be careless. Give stockings a daily Ivory Snowing after every wear. The way many a woman has helped make 5 pairs of stockings go as far as 6 uses. You see, Ivory Snow is really different. Not a soap flake, not a powder, no strong ingredients to hurt fabrics and colors or hands. Ivory Snow is pure soap. Mild, even milder than many expensive beauty soaps. Safe for the finest wash. In fact, it's the only soap that combines both these advantages. First, it's pure soap made by a patented process in tiny snowdrop form. Second, Ivory Snow dissolves like a flash, even in cool water, 4 times faster by actual tests than any soap of its kind. So switch to cool water Ivory Snow, remove perspiration quickly, completely, without the danger of hot water damage. This way, you'll get longer wear from stockings, up to 1/5 more. So remember, S
stands for safe suds at 3-second speed.
N
stands for nice things that all women need.
O
is for only. It's different and grand.
W
for water as cool as your hand.
S-N-O-W, Ivory Snow. David Post was more right than he knew when he jestingly told Henriette that Davy was as busy as a bee. For only a moment ago, Davy gave away the secret of David's destination to none other than Adam Curie, the reporter. But as our story continues, Mary, who came out to greet Adam, is puzzled to see him run off with the remark, "Shame on you."
Davy, why did Adam go away like that?
He wanted to.
Oh, but what happened? I saw him coming in the garden, but by the time I could get to the door, he was leaving.
He said, "I haven't got any little brother, and I have to."
What else did he say?
He said, "David is a rascal."
What?
And you know what? He says you're a rascal, too.
Well, why did he say that?
See, somebody's coming to my house. Come on, Mother.
Davy, wait.
It's Tony.
No, it isn't. That isn't a Mitchell car.
Yes, Tony.
Davy, please.
Oh, no, it isn't. It's a man.
Well, it's...
I know you.
May I come in?
Yes, of course.
I know you.
Well, I'm glad to see you haven't forgotten me.
No.
Well, how nice to see you.
Very nice of you to see me.
Are you?
There are no secrets around this place, I'll bet you.
Well, we've learned to say it through S-T-E-L-L, our most sacred source.
I see.
Won't you come in, Mr. Barnum?
You can spare a few minutes?
You know what?
But I won't come in under false pretenses. You know what I want. I haven't changed.
I haven't changed either, but I would like to talk to you.
And you say you haven't changed? You didn't want to talk to me last time.
I don't think I sent you away properly that day.
After sending me away with my ears pinned back? Oh, lady. But I'll take another chance.
I've been sorry about that. Come in, Mr. Farnham.
Thank you. The garden looks pretty forlorn this time.
Yes, winter's coming.
All right for you.
What's it?
Hey, what's the matter?
You know me, but you won't talk to me.
Oh, excuse me.
You know what?
No, what?
You know my little brother?
Your little brother?
Well, Davy, me.
No, I want to tell. He's in there.
What?
Well, the little cupid on the fountain is Davy's brother.
Oh, I see. Well.
Now he'll keep warm, and he isn't crying because I said he couldn't. You know
oh,
what?
Davy, please.
He does what I say because I'm number one. Henriette said so.
Is that so?
Yes, she said so before she she went to... Where did Henriette go, Mother?
Oh, Daisy.
Yes, where did she go?
I know. New York, that's where.
Thank you very much, Daisy.
You must die.
I certainly am.
Oh, Daisy, you're such a busy little boy.
I'm a big boy.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Marlin. I feel as though I've taken an unfair advantage.
It wasn't your fault.
What? What isn't his fault, Mother?
Daisy, you've said enough. Now run along and play.
No, I'm coming with you.
No, Daisy.
But... Hey, what's that?
What?
Did I hear a little boy calling?
Oh, I know what. It's my little brother. I'm going to see.
A good idea.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Come in. Sit down, Mr. Bowen.
Thank you. It's a charming place.
I love it. It's very old, but of course the whole town is old.
Yes, there could be no doubt of that when one bumps up to your front door over those cobblestones.
It's a rough ride.
Where is she in New York?
I told you I haven't changed.
Now that I know she's there, I'll find her. I won't stop until I do.
You're very persistent.
I'm in love with her.
I believe you are. I decided that after you left the last time. I think I should have been a little more considerate.
But you have changed.
No, just softened a little. I was sorry I hadn't told you just what you're up against. I'm going to tell you now because I think you should know.
What do you mean?
You're all wrong about Michael. You've underestimated him and his love for Henriette.
He's a selfish cad to be such a burden to
her. Oh, don't say that yet. Let me show you the Michael I know. He's the Michael Henriette knows.
I don't know that I care to hear it.
You must, for your own sake. I'll take you back to the first time I ever met Michael. He was living alone in the most deserted spot you can imagine. I say alone, but he had McKenna with him and a housekeeper. You know McKenna.
Yes.
I was staying at Paradise Penthouse with Henriette at the time. I'd never known Michael. I thought he'd been killed in the World War. One night, this housekeeper called frantically, saying she was leaving and Mac wasn't there. Someone would come at once. Henriette was away. There was no one to go but me. When I reached the place, I found a desolate house in a pit overlooking the sea. I opened the door and saw a man sitting in a wheelchair. A man who looked as though he was straight from hell. Caught my breath, and then I looked again. It was a face I'd seen before. He was as amazed to see me as I was to see him. First he shouted at me to get out, but all I could do was stare. And then he put himself together, and in the iciest tones I've ever heard come from a human being's lips, he said...
Madam, I regret I can't arise to welcome you. But you can see for yourself why I don't. How dare you break into my house this way?
You.
Why do you say that? You don't know me?
Yes, I do.
I've never seen you before in my life. Well, don't stand there and stare at me. You've seen me. Isn't your curiosity satisfied?
Oh.
Oh, you're afraid. Afraid of me. I can't move. I'm helpless. Surely you don't fear me, a half of a man.
I'm not frightened.
Who are you?
I'm Mary Marlin.
Name means nothing to me.
No, I know it doesn't.
You've never seen me before.
Yes, I have.
You couldn't. I've been rotting away here in this chair for years, years.
Your portrait hangs over the mantel room in Paradise Penthouse.
Paradise Penthouse?
Yes.
So, Henriette sent you out to pry, has she?
Oh, no. She doesn't know about it.
I don't believe you.
It's true. She isn't at home. That woman called and said to come at once, and I've come.
Will you oblige me by leaving?
Please let me speak.
Why should you want to stay here?
Please, may I?
Sit down.
Thank you.
You say my portrait hangs in Paradise Penthouse.
Yes.
Exquisite irony. What a place for my portrait. Me, the man God forgot.
Oh, don't say that. You've meant so much to me. From the first time I saw your eyes looking down at me from that portrait, I thought that I had a friend. They comforted me, for I saw in them something I must believe in to find life worth living. That's why you've been an inspiration to Henriette all these years.
Don't speak of Henriette. Don't speak her name. I hate the sound of it. I hate her.
Oh, but she isn't responsible for your misfortune.
She's responsible for keeping me alive to endure it. But for her bungling and Max, I'd be lying somewhere beneath a field of poppies in peace. Max brought me back, and she keeps me alive. I'd rather have died than have her see. Pretty sight, isn't it? What do you see? You wouldn't like to describe it, would you? But I'll do it for you. You see a monster, a legless monster.
Don't torture yourself this way.
That's why I hate her. She shall hate me. She must hate me. I'll make her. What good am I to her, to anyone? God help me. Why am I alive? Why?
Life is God's will.
God's will. Listen. You can do something to Henriette.
I'd do anything.
Destroy that portrait.
Oh, no.
Yes, take a knife and slash it to pieces. Then she'll forget me. It's that portrait that keeps her clinging to old memories that are dead as I should be.
But she loves
it. If it weren't for me, she'd be happy. If you have any love for her at all, beg her to divorce me. Tell her there's no hope. I won't die. I can't. No one will let me. Look at me. Nerve steady, heartbeat perfect, a man of iron, mind alert, seething with plans, ideas. Here I thought.
Don't think about me.
Tell her I live forever. I'm convinced of it, forever.
Oh, to think I should find you like this.
Strange.
What?
I don't see it in your eyes.
Oh.
Horror.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Will you do something for me? Please.
Yes.
On the top shelf of that cabinet is a little bottle. Will you get it for me?
Yes, of course. On the top shelf?
It has white tablets in it. It's medicine.
I'm afraid you don't feel
well. A couple of those will make everything all right.
I'll get it. I can hardly reach.
Just a little further to the right.
Oh, here, sir.
Yes, that's it.
Yes, it's a bottle. That was a flash.
Bring it to me.
You want some
water? I won't wait for that.
Oh, let me give them.
No. That's too much. I'll take them.
Two?
Yes, two will be enough.
Oh, Michael, look. The sun, it's coming up over the sea.
The dawn.
Oh, how glorious. Everything's crimson. It's as though the hand of God reached out and touched us. How did you do that?
I've waited for this chance for years. It came and I couldn't go through with it.
Well, what do you mean? Oh.
You believed in me. It would have been a shabby trick to play on you. Then the dawn came.
Oh, Michael. It wasn't medicine.
No.
You were wrong about him.
I didn't know.
And now that you do?
I must see her. Where is she?
I can't tell you.
Will you write and ask her if I may see her once more?
Yes. I'll do that.
Thank you.
Say, will your husband be pleased when you tell him you've discovered Ivory Snow's wonderful plan for getting longer wear from stuff? You can help him save money merely by changing from old-fashioned improper washing methods. Adopt easy, speedy Ivory Snow care daily because you get longer wear. Don't be careless. New Ivory Snow daily care is so simple and quick, and at the same time can give you up to one-fifth more wear from your stuff. You see, gentle Ivory Snow care removes acid perspiration, which is so often the cause of stocking rust. Yes, indeed, quick-dissolving cool water Ivory Snow gets rid of perspiration quickly and safely without the danger of hot water damage. And Ivory Snow is safe for silks and nylons and all fine washables because it's 99 and 44 one-hundredths percent pure. Get Ivory Snow today, sure. Remember, S-N-O-W, Ivory Snow. Won't you listen again tomorrow to the story of Mary Marlin, brought to you by Ivory Snow. All characters in this broadcast are imaginary, and no reference is intended to any person living or dead.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.